You really want to know the sauce?
Yeah.
You got to hit a couple buttons.
Okay, they want
to. Y'all want to know the sauce, yeah, right? Yeah, let's give it up.
Yeah, I need one more button.
You need one more?
Yeah. All right, cool. I got two buttons. Look, if y'all really, really want to know, I haven't really said this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell y'all right here exclusively on iTalk Gray. If you want to get more relationships, level it up from podcast, business, entrepreneurship, you got to ask, bro. Just got to ask.
Just got
to
ask.
Most people aren't willing to ask. They're not willing to ask. They're not willing to go into the DMs. They're not willing to go to conferences like you did. They're not willing to build relationships.
Yeah.
Right? You got to ask. Most people are as anxious as you feel like you are. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to break that ice, you're going to start building that relationship. And I would look at it like this. Float power to power. Mm. So how can you bring value to this person that you want to build with? And I would lead with that. If you could lead with that, you're going to easily leverage the opportunity to connect with this individual.
Hey, what the name of this show?
I Talk Gray.
Is your hair thinning and not growing back to its fullest potential? Well, let me refer you to the Action Hair Care products, right? Angie and her daughter, Allie, has 21 plus years of experience, and they specialize in hair growth products, customized hair color, deep moisturizing treatments, and updated hair care routines that are natural and cruelty-free. So if you don't want to end up like me, let me tell you what you do. They're going to promise to give you the best experience for full potential for hair growth, right? So get your papers and pens out right now, and I need you to head over to www.actionhaircareproducts.com. I'm going to say it again, www.actionhaircareproducts.com. And if you're local and you're in the area, you can head over to Deco Drive Beauty Supply in Miramar Parkway, Florida. Also, LA Beauty Supply in North Lauderdale, Florida. White Diamonds Beauty in Fort Pierce. So if you're in that area, head out there to White Diamonds Beauty. And Glam's Beauty Supplies in Port St. Lucie. So let them know Mr. Williams from iTalk Gray sent you. Now back to the episode. Yeah. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams, iTalk Gray, where we talk about the gray areas of business because it's never just black and white. I got a heavy hitter in the building, my man Brendan Boyd. What's going on, man?
Yo, what I was asking is, how come the areas in business are never just black and white? Why are they gray?
Because, man, it's always more than one way to do something.
Mm.
So even me as a podcaster, like when I first started podding, right, it was difficult for me to get guests. So one of the things that I started to do was pop up at events, like how we was at Better Way, and do that. Because I didn't even know it was media at first. To keep it 100 with you.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know. It's 100% media. Media all day.
Facts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we here to talk about my guy. How you been, man?
I've been good, bro. I haven't seen you in a very long time. Let's be honest.
I know.
It's been a couple of hours. It's a couple of hours, bro.
Was doing your thing over there, though.
I'm good, bro. Today's been interesting. You know,
okay.
My Stripe account got banned.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Stripe. So this is a whole other gray areas. You know what I'm
talking about? Yeah. So that's why you use a Cash App?
No. No. I guested on 3 Pods today. Networking, so that was cool.
Okay.
One in Miami, 2 in Fort Lauderdale. I'm spending time with you now, wrapping it up. We're going to hit the gym after this, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you
I'm going to get an energy drink after this and then work on my brand new product. You know what it is, bro.
Yo, this man is all over. Listen, before we get deep, right?
Every day in Miami costs, bro. I don't live here, so every day costs money, you know what I'm saying?
Every day costs money, bro. Okay. Is it a write-off for you?
Yeah, it's a write-off, but it still costs money. I'm still spending money. Every meal is a ticket. You know, every day is an Airbnb. You feel me? Every ride is an Uber.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's fine, though.
So you got to get you a honey dip out here, man.
Bro, listen. I met a girl from Venezuela.
Okay.
I met a girl from
Cuba.
I got a girl that I know from back Boston. I live out here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to Nebby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter, bro. It ain't working.
It ain't working.
You know, so, like, I just got to make me work.
Nah, facts.
Like, if it, It's one of them come around, cool. If they don't, they don't. It's whatever it's whatever it's going to be. At the end of the day, Miami's not short of beautiful women.
Yeah.
But I got to focus on, you know, making them gray areas more black and white, right? We got to get this bag.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The women going to be the women. It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. So before we get deep in the sauce, where you from, though?
From Boston originally, bro.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I live in L.A. now.
So what was that transition like? What made you go from Boston to L.A.?
It was easy. It was easy. Do I want snow? Or do I not want snow? It wasn't hard, bro. I'm from Boston. I've been through an umpteenth snowstorm.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've had enough.
No, facts.
At some point, you got to graduate.
Yeah.
It wasn't a hard decision, you know? It wasn't, oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, I wanted a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to grow and all that. But let's keep it a buck. I'm tired of snow.
No, man, who you telling?
You know what I'm saying?
I grew up in New York, so I know all the snow used to be coming all the way
up
there.
Yeah, I'm cool with all of that.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know? I graduated from the shoveling. I don't want to fight over a parking space. I don't want to heat the car up and then come back. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
You know? Nah, I'm cool.
So who was you before the podcasting?
I was clearly shoveling snow. Clearly, you know what I'm saying? But before podcasting, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur.
Okay.
You know, but I was in real estate.
Really?
I was heavily entrenched as a realtor.
So you never had a 9-to-5?
I had one. I used to work at The Gap.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked at The Gap, 97.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the NBA draft, 97, I think. What was that? Iverson was the first pick in 97 or something like that?
Hold on. You was working at The Gap in 97?
97, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing your thizzle. You started early.
Yo, I got the folds down, bro. What you want? I got high-level folding down right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I could never fold like that.
Packing pro, bro. You know, I got a month worth of luggage in my suitcase, bro.
Okay.
And the packing is like to the level.
All right.
I mean?
So you started off so after The Gap, you said you was doing real estate.
Yeah.
Commercial or residential?
Well, not after The Gap. I mean, I was 17 at that time.
Okay.
But before, you know, my current entrepreneurship journey,
mm-hmm.
I was doing real estate, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have my license in Massachusetts and also in California.
Okay.
And I was helping buyers buy and helping sellers sell. Mm. Yeah.
So how'd you transition from real estate to the podcast?
Because the money was too slow, bro. I'm going to be honest, you know, like for me, the money was too slow. Now, there's some realtors in here going crazy out there, but there's a lot more realtors that aren't going crazy. I was kind of like somewhere in the middle. So I would have a 10K to 30K a month, you know what I mean? But I have to do a lot of work for that. Road watering, in the car, outside the car, negotiating deals, you know, managing people's expectations.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Being like a, you know, a house therapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because people, you know, their emotions are tied to the purchase. And at the end of the day, pushing papers and doing the transaction is the easy part. It's really just managing the expectations of your buyer or your seller and letting them know, hey, you made a great decision. Or you know what? This isn't the house for you. I know you like it, but this doesn't click all your boxes. Let's just keep it moving.
No,
so that's really what the business is. Like doing the actual transaction, that's the easy part. But managing people's expectations and making sure, like, you know, their mindset's in it. And they kind of separate the emotions from the transaction. That's really where the job comes into play.
So separate the emotion from the transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So how important is that, though?
What, to separate your emotion from transactions?
Yeah.
You're not doing business if you're emotionally connected. I mean, business is not emotional.
No facts.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's dollars and cents. It's math. You know what I mean? It's strategy. It's techniques. There's no emotions in any of that.
Okay.
Now, the emotions can come to play when you want to add in some marketing, you know what I'm saying? Then we get a little bit spicy. You need to pull on the emotions, but that's different. You know, that's not when it comes down to actually making the money. That's just what goes into it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So you don't take things personal when it comes to business?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No, because I was looking at this artist named La Russell, you know what I'm
talking? Okay, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, no, he's dope.
Yeah, I like him and I like Russ, you know, Nipsey Hussle. It's all the same cloth.
Yeah. But he was saying that he does take it personal because I guess he got into a little situation with Roc Nation and he said he took it personal because he was basically saying if you could do bad business as an individual, then it kind of stands for who you are as a person.
Yeah, that's a little different though.
Okay.
Because when you enter in a contract with a recording company, right, and you know that they have years of history of you know, putting you in a bad contract.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's different. You know, that's like going out with a girl that you know is bad business. and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yes, artists want to get signed to a major, but majors are not putting in the best contracts for you. They're putting in the best contracts for them.
No, facts.
So if you sign that deal, you're going to be into whatever they want for them, and that might be like not getting your masters or, you know, subject to, you know, bad royalty splits or whatever, 360 deals. I mean, I'm not in entertainment. I'm just kind of regurgitating things that I hear.
Yeah.
But you're going to be in those situations. So I can understand why he would take it personal, but at the same time, those companies aren't looking out for him. They're not looking out for you. They're not looking out for me. They're looking out for them. Right? Because they're going to find another LaRussell.
No, facts.
Or whomever.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, who's the next black kid? You know what I'm saying? Who's the next, you know, our person of color? Who's the next singer?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because he's just
I get the what next you're saying.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you do your due diligence and read those contracts.
Yeah, facts.
Before you sign the dotted line.
100%.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here's what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Okay. So now... But I thought I saw you used to sell shirts, or you had a t-shirt brand or something like that, too.
First of all, don't disrespect me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't disrespect me.
Oh, you had your own clothing line?
First of all, I had a clothing line.
Okay. Put some respect on it.
I had a clothing line.
Okay, all right.
You know, almost 10 years in the game.
Okay.
Right, one of the most, little... one of, yeah, hit the button. Give me some button, bro. All right, cool. So one of the world's most renowned... streetwear boutiques in Paris. It closed now. It was called Colette.
Okay.
It was one of my dreams to get our brand in Colette. So we achieved that literally the year that they were closing. And it was fire. I actually went to Paris. I saw our brand on a shelf. You know, we had the little branding on the eye, you know, on the shelf. You know, our brand was Society Original Products. So, you know, the little Society Original Products. And we had a collab. So we did a t-shirt with them and a hoodie with them. And I bought it. It was cool. It's so real to buy my stuff in Paris. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that was really fire. So I had that experience. And, bro, like, we went from selling T-shirts out the trunk of the car to, like, Big Sean, you know, doing one of our first campaigns. Wiz Khalifa wearing products in, like, his videos. Childish Gambino, getting product. Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber, you know, Chance the Rapper. So,
what?
You know,
he was moving it around like,
you know,
that?
You try to disrespect me with this T-shirt. My bad. So you know how Chance the Rapper is known pretty much for wearing a three hat?
Yeah.
Well, if you do the history, he used to always wear a bike hat prior to the three hat. So that bike hat that he was wearing was our brand. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And then we had placements on ESPN. We was in a couple movies. We was in a video game. We did a collab with Pepsi. Well, actually, specifically Mountain Dew, but Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we did a lot. And if it wasn't for our lack of, knowledge and just like, patents, know what I'm saying, just understanding business, we actually came out with the jogger sweat, that archetype, that pattern.
Really?
So you know what a jogger is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we created that. But we didn't have a mechanical patent. So you be sitting next to a billionaire right now. I mean, technically you are. Because that's how I feel.
Yeah. But, facts.
That would be the reality if we knew what a mechanical patent was and we actually, filed that and everything.
Okay. Yeah. So it was more so you didn't understand, like, the full business around it?
No, we didn't understand nothing. We were just two kids, you know what I'm saying, for the hood. No mentorship, no business guidance, no programs. We were just really just they say getting out the mud. Working every day. What are we doing? What's going on? Oh, this looks like a good idea. Let's run that. Oh, this is not working. Let's try this over here.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how we did it. But we survived 10 years.
Okay.
And it was just egos, bro. Like, his ego, my ego. You know, we let emotions get into the business.
What was his sign?
And as a result, he was...
I know you're a Virgo, right?
I'm a Virgo. Yeah. He's Scorpio.
Those two kind of a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what? So I'm a Virgo moon, so I'm a Virgo, and a Scorpio rising.
Oh, okay. You know his birth chart? That's what's up.
Hey, I know a little bit, not knowing nothing about nothing. You know what I mean? I have no idea what that means. It just sounds good. You know what I mean?
So now you're in the podcast world, right?
Yeah.
So did you get coaching for that? Because you got all the sauce when it comes to the podcast game, man. I'm not even going to front.
I appreciate you. I didn't get podcast coaching. I got digital marketing coaching.
Okay.
And it's really relatable. in my experience. Mm-hmm. So I was able to kind of, well, first of all, I have a marketing brain by nature.
Okay.
So when it came to the podcast platform, it just made sense with some of the things I was learning, and I just looked at the category in the, you know, the space, like, oh, yeah, I can relate this to this. I can mm-hmm. see, you know, the opportunities that were here. Mm-hmm. So, no, I didn't get any formal podcast coaching, not on, like, hosting, not on guesting, not on monetization. It just kind of made sense. Like, there's some podcasts I studied, mm-hmm. you know, but I didn't go through, like, a program or a course. I just had, like, another marketing mind and some experiences that I went through, and it just made sense.
Okay, so it's just all clicking for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So explain the podcast agency, right?
Yep.
And the benefits and, like, what made you start one?
Well, you need it, bro.
I know.
Yeah. So basically, a podcast agency is someone taking somebody like the amazing Wayne right here, right?
Okay.
And then taking you and putting you on other people's platforms so you can get in front of other people's opportunities, right? Other people's stages. Mm. And then if you have a product or service, we're going to teach you how to take that audience and convert that audience to leads back into your business so then you can sell them your product and service and you'll grow your email list, your text message list, and you'll connect to more people more often.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay. So, like, what made you do you have your own podcast too, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I got to give a shout out. Shout out to the I got a new studio coming, Imperfect Action Studios. It might be coming to Miami, bro. Who knows?
Yeah,
I think so.
Facts, yeah.
I think so. It might be.
You've been moving down here. I've been seeing you, man.
I mean, I've been here a couple times.
Yeah. I know. You've been moved around. So, like, what are some of the best tips, like, you can give for, like, growing a podcast, though?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. And I think you actually asked me, like, where the podcast agency came from.
Yeah.
So I answered both questions. So the podcast agency first came from something that I was lacking. So that's something that I tell, like, beginning entrepreneurs. Mm. If you look at yourself, you know, where are some areas that you can improve? What are some areas that you can get better at?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, if you improve that area for yourself or in your business, that's a product. Because other people need the same exact thing that you need. But you need to fix it within yourself first.
Okay.
So if you suck, if you can't budget, guess what? Other people can't budget too. So if you master how to budget and how to save money, how to invest money, and just how to maybe just see your money.
Yeah.
And like save more money at the end of the month versus mm-hmm. not know it, just know where your money's going.
Mm-hmm.
Other people need the same thing. Mm. If your credit's trash, guess what? There's over 222 million Americans who credit's trash. That's a product. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a morning routine, most Americans don't. That's a product. So look within yourself.
I need to write that down.
So look within yourself first. What can you fix within yourself? Or what can you improve on? 9 times out of 10, that can now become a product to help other people. You can monetize that. That's where the pod agency came from. I saw that I needed to get more exposure. I had a lack when it came to lead gen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This solved it for me, and it's solving it for me in real time. Obviously, I'm here, right? So I'm teaching people to do the exact same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where it came from. And then I just put the offer out there and 2 people bought it, 1 pays. I was like, oh, yeah, I can get busy with this.
So what is looking like to get put on a podcast tour, though? Like, what in terms of dinero?
Dinero, por favor. yeah. So our packages start at 10K and we go to 100K. Yeah, we got 6 packages. So if you are someone that has a little bit of budget, you'll probably be somewhere between the 10K and the 30K, just depending on your needs. And it's really just about how many podcasts you want to go on within the packages. And then we're going to concierge the whole thing, right? So we handle your logistics. You know, we'll take care of your booking. You know, we make sure, like, I brought the monopod with me, so we make sure you learn how to get content, why you're getting content, and then how to redistribute that content.
Okay.
So we'll help you with that. If you want to go fast, we got the RAG strategy. That's Rapid Audience Growth System. We'll just put you on the biggest podcast as fast as possible. You're gonna spend some money, but you're going to get the audience quick, like super quick. And if you're just starting out, finding your voice, never been on podcasts, maybe have a little bit of anxiety, mm-hmm. Not really sure, we got the intro package. That's $1,000. We get you on 2 virtual podcasts, give you some booking scripts
yeah.
on DM, text message, email.
Yeah.
We'll teach you how to optimize yourself as a guest, how to optimize a relationship with podcasts, and how to show up and really just optimize your full experience.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how'd you build that network with all these other podcasts, though?
Easy, bro. Like, I've always been a networker. So, I mean.
I see.
Yeah, I've always been a networker. And do you really want to know the sauce?
Yeah.
You got to hit a couple buttons.
Okay. Y'all want to know the sauce, right? Yeah. Let's give it up.
Yeah, I need one more button.
You need one more?
Yeah. All right, cool. I got got two buttons. Look, if y'all really, really want to know, I haven't really said this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell y'all right here exclusively on I Talk Gray. If you want to get more relationships, level it up from podcast, business, entrepreneurship, you got to ask, bro. Just got to ask.
Just got
to
ask.
Most people aren't willing to ask. They're not willing to ask. They're not willing to go into the DMs. They're not willing to go to conferences like you did. They're not willing to build relationships.
Yeah.
Right? You got to ask. Most people are as anxious as you feel like you are. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to break that ice, you're going to start building that relationship. And I would look at it like this. Float power to power. Mm. So how can you bring value to this person that you want to build with? And I would lead with that. If you could lead with that, you're going to easily leverage the opportunity to connect with this individual.
How can you build power?
How you flow power to power.
Oh, how can you flow power to power?
Yeah. Okay. We'll give you an example. How did our relationship start?
Man, that was crazy. I'm not even going to lie. I was on, what's her name? Jeter.
What? Jeter?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Jeter. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was watching a live with her.
Yeah.
And you and her were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you was talking about AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, bro is talking some good stuff.
All right.
I was like, man, I'm about to jump in DM.
All right.
You know, business. But then I scroll up, and we've chatted before, like a whole year before, and I don't even remember that.
Yeah, yeah, he probably left me on red. Let's keep it a full buck. He left me on red, bro.
And not by, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just trying to be no ish or nothing, yeah. But I was just like, damn, I was like, I had a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Because, bro, it's just me. I don't have a team. You know, yeah. I might delegate some stuff to people on Fiverr, but I'd be just kind of like ripping and running. I get DMs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was through social media on how we connected, and you looked out like a mug.
Well, what was a lookout like a mug mean? You know? let them know, because I want them to know what an example of flowing power to power.
You know, okay, so I was charging my price, you know?
You was charging the price.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I learned that through the Better Way conference. You know, don't be throwing out. You know, you got to give quotes. All
right, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Because prices change.
Sure do.
Right? So I was charging my price, and you was like, yo, bro, I could get you plus that, plus some. And I'm like, okay, let's see. At first, I thought it was cap. I was like, yeah, nah, I ain't believe it because it just sound too, you know yeah. How they say it's just too good to be true?
You got a random dude that you never met, and it's yeah. Talking about, I can bring you more money.
I'm like, I would
understand.
Come on, man. And it was the PayPal. And I'm like,
I would understand.
Stuff. Because a lot of scamming be going on in the DM. They send you the link. They want you to hit it, and they take your whole account. So I'm not going front. Gone. I didn't believe what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? Until then, it finally came through, and you brought Buddy, and I was like, okay, he brought the guest, paying guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the invoices went through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, yeah, fact. So okay, let me speed it up.
Okay.
So basically saying we met in a DM, right, and I'm a stranger. And what I said was, you know what, not only can I help you get more money, I'm going to bring you the money.
Yeah.
So whatever he was charging, I had him like, I think 2.5 exit or 3 exit, whatever it was, and then I brought him the money. So I created an environment where not only did I create a relationship, I floated power. I put money in his pocket, which strengthened our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we just followed up after that. We built after that. And then, you know, a month or two later, I'm here in real time.
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then I still invested in the relationship. So that's what you got to look at. You got to look at. And it might be money, but it could be something else. Like what are you noticing that the person that you want to build with may need help with?
Yeah.
Does their social media, is that trash? Do they take 48, 72 hours to respond to, you know, a DM? Or are they not even responding to your email?
No facts.
Something may need some help, some assistance. So if you can identify what that may be, and if you can bring that person that assistance, then that's valuable.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, whatever you want is possible, even just building that relationship.
No, facts.
And that's what podcasts is, well, not podcasts, but guests need to understand. When you go on a show, it ain't just about you. It's about how can you optimize that relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because if you are in a place where you build with the host, there's a lot that can come out of that. Connections, networking, y'all can make money, y'all can run a play, y'all can do a JV, y'all can do a collab, affiliates. I might be able to bring you another guest. You might be able to throw me on another show.
You got
an
affiliate play with this?
You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, so my 997, this is it. You let me know if this is good.
Okay.
I want the truth. This is for all podcasters who listen to it. I'm going to bring this to y'all too, right? Comment below. So look, this is the affiliate. My 997 product, $1,000 product, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do I'm going to give you the video insert, okay? I'm going to give you the audio insert, okay?
Okay.
You register as an affiliate, all right? You just drop it in every podcast episode you have now, and I'm going to give you 50%.
Okay. I heard what he said.
In every 30th of the month, you sell one or two by not even selling. You don't got to fulfill nothing. You don't got to sell nothing. You got to close no deals. And if you sell two or three, that's $1,500.
Okay.
You're doing the exact same thing that you were doing before.
So would I have to create like a commercial for it?
Or I'm giving you the commercials.
Oh, hold on. So you already have the pre-made commercial?
I'm giving you the videos. I'm giving you the audios. You just got to register and then have your producer, editor, whatever.
Just add it into the...
Now,
okay.
If you want to make it more personal, yeah, you can. You can do your own rendition, but that's it.
Nah, that's dope.
Yeah, and you get 50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how important is for a podcaster to have the affiliate play, though?
It's extremely important. If you're a podcast, you're brand new, you can get a bag right now. You don't have to get no
even Google. With no followers, no views.
You don't need no followers, bro. Listen, how you make money podcasts is not with Google ads. So that means not YouTube AdSense.
Okay.
It's not with making money off of Spotify, Apple downloads, and streams.
Yeah.
And it's not with merch, because nobody wants your podcast merch. Let's just keep it a buck. Let's just be honest. Ain't nobody know your podcast.
You don't want this.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's different. That's stylish.
Yeah.
But if it was the I Talk Great podcast, no offense.
No, of course.
I ain't paying for that. No offense.
He ain't paying for the bucket.
Listen, that's a gym t-shirt, fam. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here's what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon.
So if you run the affiliate play,
yeah,
these are businesses that already have products. They could be entrepreneurs or they could be businesses. Products are already there. They're looking for people like you to partner with to just get more exposure on their product. No fulfillment on your end. You're not selling nothing. All you got to do is register to be an affiliate and then be creative with how you
market it
in your episodes. Or if you want to run some, you know, social media, maybe run some ads, that's up to you. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But simply just put it in your episode. The entrepreneur or the business is going to fulfill it. Mm-hmm. They're going to close on it if necessary. And then you're going to get that split. In my case, I'm giving all podcasters listeners right now, you're going to get 50% of my product. That's $500.
Yo.
Most podcasters are not making $500 in a month.
Nah, facts. So, So, with your podcast, right? Yeah. And since you've been in the podcast game, when did you start making money? From the get-go?
No. I started making money, probably like a year ago. I started taking it seriously 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. How long you been in the game?
5 years.
So you started making money like in the third?
Yeah, it was 2023, so 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we similar. We on the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, you above, you know. But
I'm not above you.
You know, in terms of knowledge, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You definitely have the sauce.
I'm not above you. Just got to take off the sunglasses. You see, I don't have none on. There's nothing blocking my vision.
He said, I ain't
No.
No,
you look very good, though, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. No, your knowledge in terms of how to make money in podcasting is extreme. It's up there. You know what I'm saying?
Because I just don't want to be broke, bro.
Nah, you're right. But some people, and I tell people all the time, like me, I'm not going front. I just started just running my mouth and not understanding that it was actual business.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I just want, if you're a podcaster and you're listening right now or you're aspiring, you can make money by your next episode.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of podcasters I was talking to, they was like, I'm letting y'all can help you monetize. Yeah, I know I'm on the track, bro. You know, I just episode 100. I'm be ready. Episode 100.
Episode 100.
You got to wait to episode 100? Yeah, I know, but get right. Episode 50. Bro. Okay.
Because we be thinking you need the views and all of that. Because I'm not going to front. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I don't want to send out no sponsorship packages because, you know, my views wasn't there yet. But let me ask you a question about this, right? Because I'm not going to front. You know, it's a person is most likely to stop at something if they see comments and views and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to lie. I did pay for some views when I first started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I was at a club one time and another podcaster, he called me out. He was like, yo, son, you're fake. And I'm like, no, it's not. He's like, son, come on, man. I know it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think about that? Because I would feel bad if I took your, like, say, your package or affiliate package, yeah. but I just paid somebody to boost it to 2,000
views. Why would you care? Okay, so let's say you boosted it.
Okay.
You boosted it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if two people bought it off the boost, you just made $1,000. That means I would double down on the boost. What are you talking about?
Ah, see, this is why he's the GOAT.
You're talking about movies is fake, bro. So whoever said that to him, what are they talking about? When's the last real movie you saw? Movies ain't real. They got a whole industry for fake movies. TV ain't real. Social media ain't real. What are you talking about?
Damn.
Everything's paid, bro. Everything costs money.
Damn, sorry, I'm kind of speechless here. Right
everything's
now.
Paid. So people may not believe that it's paid, but everything's mm-hmm. paid, bro. Were you at Better Way when Indio Champ came there? You was there? Or did you leave?
Was that the second one?
No, that was day one. You know who Indio Champ is on Instagram? Big dude, no shirt.
Dread, oh, you're talking about like, the guy? That, yeah. Yeah, no. So, I think I already left.
All right, so there was a, I forget who it was, but this is an entrepreneur. He did a speech, right? Mm-hmm. And then when he got off the stage, he was walking towards the back. Then Indio Champ came like, yo, I walked all the way from Jersey to see XYZ speak. He's like, you, what happened? He's like, yo, man, I just finished speaking. No, you get back on stage. So he ran up to him, he grabbed him, put him on his shoulders, and was going to walk on stage. That's fake. But he paid for that, for the video to go viral, and everyone in the actual conference thought it was real. But that's fake.
Oh, snap.
You know what I'm saying? But you pay for that because he can monetize that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yo, bro, Kardashians ain't real, bro. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? They leverage the sex tape. That was real, but the whole comments around is fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's real, bro? America's not real. What are we talking about? If some fake views is going to help you make some real money, I will get the fake views.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
now. Look, I'm not advocating for you to just go out and buy views.
No, but I get what you're
saying. Perception is reality.
Yeah.
So why do people that don't have no money look like they got money? So they could be around people that got money and they could get that girl or get that car or get that perception.
Yeah.
Bro, it's every day. Have you been to the club?
Not in a minute. But.
All right. Well, you've been to the club.
Yeah.
What happens at the club? Fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
people go pull. I cash advance out of credit card, go to the club and blow the whole thing to look lit at the club, don't have no money. It's fake.
No, facts.
Yeah, facts. It's fake, bro.
So what's your thoughts on that whole scammer? You know, I don't know if you saw it. It was circling around like Earn Your Leisure. Like they had like, I guess, scammers on the show.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about with DJ Envy and stuff?
DJ, I know DJ Envy got caught up in that. I think David Shands was in it too.
Oh, you mean like they had guests is coming on?
Yeah.
Well, what is a scammer, first of all? Let's get it clear.
That's what I want to kind of ask you, like how.
First of all, you know what scam means? Still confused about money. That's number one. So college is a scam, and everybody pays colleges $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to go to college to get a job that don't give you the money that you pay for. Most people get a degree, and they get a job at Walgreens. They're a Walgreens manager, and they went to school for business administration or something, or hotel and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about here? So if an entrepreneur actually has a solution,
mm-hmm.
right, guess what? People are still going to think it's a scam because they don't have the mindset to believe that something other than what they've been programmed can work.
Mm.
If you tell somebody, I can make $100,000 in a day, they're going to be like, bro, that's a scam because they can't fathom how working they can make that.
Yeah.
It's not wrong with them, but they're not. They're thinking only with how they've been programmed.
Yeah.
College is not going to teach you how to make $100,000 in a day, let alone a week, let alone a month, let alone 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And most successful entrepreneurs drop out of college.
No, that's facts.
So what are we talking about here?
I guess they're talking, okay.
Now, no, there are real scammers.
That's There's what I'm saying.
There's people out here that are trying to get your money.
You see how I signed up when I signed up to your webinar?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it took, I think it's a funnel.
Yeah.
And I had to go through the funnel. I thought you had to pay to get on the webinar. So the funnel got me. I ain't even going to front. But you see.
It didn't get you. You got some real value.
No.
Yeah.
But you refunded me back the money.
Because you paid twice for something.
Yeah. So let's say I paid for it.
Yeah.
And I never got the
That's
the course.
A scam.
That's what people are more so talking about. Like, that's a scam.
But if you buy something and it don't work, that doesn't mean it's not a scam. It means you probably didn't do it. Okay, that's what a lot of people are doing too. They're doing. So I'm gonna be very transparent. I had a client, mm-hmm. right, who came on. We were working with her. Her payment didn't go through the second month, mm-hmm. right? And then she's like, "I want a refund. It didn't work." Mm-hmm. No, you stopped payment on the second month. We worked with you the entire time. You didn't show up for two things, and now you say it didn't work. It didn't work because she didn't work. It didn't work because it didn't work. Now, real people out here right now that are looking for all opportunities to get money, and we are in a tough environment right now.
Yeah,
where it's like, you know, taxes is going crazy, things are getting way more expensive, gas is crazy,
inflation. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And then it's just like it's like a wolf mentality out here.
No, facts.
So yeah, there are people targeting you, trying to get your digital money and your real dollars.
Yeah.
So you have to be on your P's and Q's. So. If I was somebody, I would just look for testimonials, look for reviews, you know, find all other clients and customers, talk to them,
okay.
you know, and then use your discernment. But at the end of the day, you have to make an investment mm-hmm. for you to get a return. And no one's complaining about colleges. I mean, colleges shutting down.
No, facts. That's the biggest scam ever.
Colleges do not produce millionaires, bro. So what are we talking about?
Facts.
Yeah.
I heard you say something, right? Like I was looking at you on social media, right? And you said, if you're afraid to invest, you'll be afraid to charge.
Yeah, facts.
Explain that.
So if you're afraid to make an investment in your personal development, mm-hmm. right, and that could be program, course, that could even be with your time.
Yeah.
You'll be afraid to charge the same amount of money. If I say, yo, and I don't know if you did this or not before, mm-hmm. if you have a product of this, but this mm-hmm. is real. I was like, yo, could you sell something that costs $50,000?
Right now?
Yeah.
Nah.
Exactly. Have you bought something that costs $50,000?
Personal?
Yeah. Like a program, a course, strategy, pay for mentorship?
No.
Yeah, so that's why you're going to do it.
You
don't believe that you can do it at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that, but mm-hmm. you haven't made that investment, so it's hard for you to charge somebody what you paid. But once you make that investment, it's easy. Because I've done it, and I got the results, so I can easily charge this person. Paying is a cheat code for you to level up your mindset to get to more money faster. Mm. The money's not valuable. It's connected to nothing. I call them hope notes. They're hope notes, bro. We're hoping that this $20 is really worth $20 when
yeah.
a week from now it's not going to be worth $20. It's whatever they say is worth.
So how much have you paid for like a mentorship?
My current mentorship is $155,000.
You mean for you to mentor someone?
No, no, the program that I'm in.
$155,000?
Yeah.
From who?
A Myron Golden.
Really?
Yeah.
He was at the Wealth Connect.
Yeah, yeah. That was yeah, so a bunch of his students was on the stage. Poppy Chulo.
$155,000.
Yeah, Poppy Chulo, Eugene Fanfan, Annetta Powell, Stormy Wellington. They're all Marvin Mitchell, they're all students of his.
So what are you actually, okay, so what comes with that? What are you getting from that?
Knowledge.
Like?
Information.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want? You want a car? You know what I'm saying? What do you
I'm
want
I'm just
that?
Saying, like, is
the
it,
thing is,
how are y'all meeting up? Is it like Zoom calls?
Yeah, Zoom calls and some in person, but primarily Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Bro, it's information and applying information. People want all these things. Mm-hmm. The things aren't valuable, bro.
Yeah.
This is how crazy it is. Let's say in real time, in real life, let's say I charge you $25,000 from one of my mentorships.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I do have one for $25,000. Let's say I charge you $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
You pay me the $25,000. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Two things happen. Let's say you make back your $25,000. Guess what happens?
If you make back the $25,000?
Yeah. Or if you made $10,000 or $15,000, guess what happens?
Now you good and you just learned something.
But guess what?
What?
You can keep making that money. You can make another $10,000, another $15,000, another $25,000, and another $25,000, another $25,000, and another $25,000, and another $25,000, and another $25,000,
mm-hmm.
and another $25,000, and another $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So who's up? I think I'm down because I only got $25,000. You done got $200,000.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I charge you $25,000. You made $250,000.
Yeah.
Who's up? Who's down?
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So. Once you get the information, you apply the information, you can keep applying the information. So you don't really lose when you make an investment. You only lose when you think that it's an expense.
Yeah.
And that's why people don't invest, because they think it's an expense. But they look at these Jordans or they look at this or they look at this trip as an investment. It's not. Those are expenses.
Yeah.
But if you invest in something that can make you money, make you smarter, put you in a better position, put you in a better tax bracket, free your family, and you, it allows you to make your money back plus some, that's an investment. You can keep making money like that.
Okay.
Right?
No, that makes sense.
And then you go into different groups. So sometimes it's not even information. The information is a bonus. It's the network that you have once you're in a group with other people that are thinking about you making the same investment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, proximity is key, man.
100%.
Just being in that whole circle.
Yeah.
So tell us about what's the audience growth challenge?
Okay. So the audience growth challenge is a 5-day virtual challenge that will allow me and my friends to teach entrepreneurs how to leverage podcasting and other platforms to grow their audience and teach them how to leverage that growth so they can get more exposure and close more deals.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do that over 5 days. So there's two price points. There's a $47 general admission and a $147 VIP right now. So get them before the price change.
Right now. So how you be moving around? Bro, I be seeing you in, like, different states doing your podcast.
Yeah.
How do you make that happen?
I just get on a plane, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I drive. Sometimes I take Uber. Sometimes I fly. I want to start taking jets, bro. I feel like that's the real time travel.
Okay.
Because these planes from West Coast to East Coast, it's 5 hours. It's killing me, bro.
Man.
Think about it. It's like 20 hours. If I would have went home after Better Way and came back, that means five and a half hours to Florida, Miami.
Yeah.
5.5 hours back, then 5.5 hours back, then 5.5 hours back. 20 hours.
No, facts.
That's a day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but you seem pretty fit, though, like you stay in shape and everything.
Guess where I'm going after this?
To the gym?
There you go.
Okay.
Discipline, bro.
Nah, you know? Facts.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing that's important to me. It's just like you got to get your stuff done. And if you can't get it done in the morning, get it done at night. But you still got to get the things done that's going to fuel you and fill you. Mm-hmm. That makes me happy, but at the same time, it's the discipline. It's like, all right, cool. Do I want to work out all the time? Not necessarily, but I know it makes me better every time I pick something up and put something down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think the discipline comes from, though? Like, what keeps it going like that?
Just my desire to get better and improving. You know, just want to be my future self, just to be the best future self I can be. I'll give an example, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, maybe 3 years ago, I got my first life insurance policy.
Okay.
Right?
And whole life?
No, it was an indexed universal, so permanent life.
Oh, okay, the IUL.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I was paying, like, maybe $300 a month. I think it's like $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So today I'm getting another product. So we were talking about it. And he was like, how much do you want to put down? I was like $2,000 a month. But just my mindset of like saying, yeah, I'm going to put $2,000 a month into this thing is just different. 3 years ago, I was like, $300.
Are you trying to pull from the life insurance?
I'm like, $300.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's like $200 because I understand it. It's like, this is going to be for my future. The money's going to compound, it's going to invest, it's going to make money.
Yeah,
I can pull from it. I can use what I need to do.
No, facts.
You know, if I don't pay it back, it's going to come out of death benefit.
No,
but
facts.
Just the mindset of how you think about money and just how you think about investing and how you think about your future.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people don't save money, because they don't look at it as valuable. Mm. They're not thinking about their future selves. So for me, like, discipline, getting better, being around different people, being in different environments.
Yeah.
It just makes me happier, bro.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like.
So you think a person should look into personal development before starting a podcast?
I think you should do it simultaneously. I don't see why you got to do one before the other.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, a podcast is going to be a small amount of your time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you could read, meditate, write down your affirmations, you know what I'm saying, pray,
yeah,
visualize, do your push-ups, go to the gym, do an audiobook, you know, whatever is your thing.
No, facts.
All or just a little bit, and still, you know, do an episode or study up or whatever you need to do, you know, to do your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often should a podder do a podcast?
I mean, you should definitely go at least once a week. But I think nowadays, like, you know, it's even ramping up. Like, as much you can put content out. But I think you could stretch out the episodes. So, like, one episode could be, like, 4 to 6 clips, maybe more. It could be 1 or 2 segments. So that's a short, long-form video that, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. You get the long form, so you could stretch it out. So if you do 2 segments plus a long form, that's 3 YouTube posts. And okay. And then you got all your clips, which is, you know, multiple shorts and reels.
No, facts.
TikToks, yeah.
So which one, which platform you killing on?
I just post them on all of them, to be honest with you. Yeah, yeah, I go on all the platforms. But right now, my team and I, we're just, you know, we're looking to just expand on YouTube. Plus, I make my own YouTube content. So just growing that.
Okay.
Darrell Eves, he has a 30-day YouTube challenge for free. So I'm in that right now.
Okay.
You know, just leveling it up.
Nah, yeah. Facts.
Exposure is key. You need to be on podcasts, too. You can't just be hosting them all the time. You're not going to grow like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to guess. How they going to find you?
Nah, facts. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, we definitely got to chop that up, mm-hmm. man. Man, this has been so good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad you came through, finally.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And dropped all these keys.
Hey, bro, listen. I'm happy to be here, bro.
Nah, facts, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Listen, you can go to all social media platforms and YouTube. It's at isbrendanboyd. That's ISBRENDANBOYD. Or, text the word guest. That's GUEST. To 213-410-4920, you'll get access to my free podcast, Guesting Mastery Workshop. You haven't been in this one. It's a brand new one.
Okay. All right.
Pull up, learn some of these guesting strategies so you can grow your business and optimize your placements on podcasts and shows.
Nah. Yeah. That's much love, brother.
Appreciate you.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and we out of here. Yeah.